This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Poetry Out Loud is a national poetry competition where high school students compete by reciting poetry that showcases their public performance, memorization, and recitation skills. Two local students won their regional competitions, and they're now headed to state, where one winner will move on to the national competition. I spoke earlier with the teen competitors, some organizers, and a judge in this pre-recorded interview. And joining me now in the very crowded WVXU studio to talk about Poetry Out Loud are a couple of students. We have Michaela Hendricks. She is a senior at Mount Notre Dame. Michaela, thank you for being with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. And we also have with us Zuri Pope. He is a junior at Piqua High School. Hi, Zuri.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
We have Alyssa Hansen with us. She's a judge in the Poetry Out Loud competition. Alyssa, thank you for joining us.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Also in the studio with us is Jordan Knepper, the executive director of the Piqua Arts Council. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And we also have with us here in the studio, Jamie Lee Morris. She is the manager of education and outreach at Elements. Jamie Lee, thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you.
And on the phone with us is Chiquita Mullins Lee. And we appreciate you being with us too. Chiquita, thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. And I was there.
We wish you were here too, but having you on the phone is second best. And you're the coordinator of this competition?
I am the state coordinator for Poetry Out Loud, as well as the arts learning coordinator for the Ohio Arts Council.
Chiquita, tell us why we're all here. What is the Poetry Out Loud?
Poetry Out Loud is a national recitation contest. It was started 15 years ago by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation and state arts agencies around the country. And someone had the foresight to recognize how important poetry is, how important poetry always will be, and they felt that one of the great ways to get poetry continuing to be a part of this world and a part of our culture is to have young people, high school students, involved with it, memorizing it, and then presenting it to a live audience out loud.
And Jamie, excuse me, not Jamie, Chiquita, how are these students then judged by the people who are watching?
The students are judged on several categories. First of all, they have to memorize at the most three poems, and they are evaluated on voice and articulation, physical presence, accuracy, thematic appropriateness, and level of understanding. So they are able to recite these poems as if they had actually written the poems, but they did not write the poems. These poems were written by poets from throughout history, as far back as William Shakespeare, as more recent as Maya Angelou, and the students actually connect with these poems as if they'd written them themselves and then bring them to life.
Alyssa Hansen is one of the judges for these competition. Alyssa, we just heard Chiquita Mullins-Lee explain a little bit about how the students are judged. You're someone who is taking pen to paper, I suppose, taking notes during their recitation. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for?
I mean, we're definitely judging them on, categories that are quantitative, so to speak. But there's a general presence, a general essence, a general magic that happens when a student gets on that stage and they, that they embody that, those words. And that's what I was looking for, is that spark.
So you want to see that they have competence and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have a couple of students here with us, Michaela Hendricks Pitts, who is a senior at Mount Notre Dame, and Zuri Pope, a junior at Piqua High School. I have to say, Michaela and Zuri, just hearing a little bit about how you're judged has me a little bit nervous thinking about being up there. And I'll start with you, Michaela. How do you prepare for an event like this? I mean, you have a lot to memorize, and then you've got to think about your presence and your body language and all that.
Well, for me, first, I started just memorizing the poem. I had to pick a poem that, like, I could feel, that I could, like, understand, that I could relate to. So that's how I picked my first poem. And as I began memorizing it, I would just be in class. I would just write it down, just continuously writing it down. And then as I memorized it, it was just, like, the hand gestures and just, the way it just flowed. Like, it's like, yes, this is what I want to do. This is why I'm here.
So you're learning the words, and I like that strategy of writing the words out,
yes,
until they become part of your, I guess, your memory, and your hands and all that's moving while you're saying the words back to yourself. And that was ultimately incorporated into your final performance?
Yes.
Okay. And Zuri, we're listening to Michaela's strategy there. Is yours similar, or what is your tactic?
I would say it was very similar, but I was really looking towards how the poem made me felt, sort of the power of it, and it sort of conveys itself naturally in the inflection and in the hair movements and the facial expressions as well, which I really focused on very much, the facial expressions, trying to convey how I think the character in the poem felt, more so physically than in other ways.
Zuri, do you pick poems that you think are better suited for your performance abilities, or are these poems assigned to you somehow?
I picked them, and I picked them based on, as you said, performance ability, specifically Ozymandias, which I've loved for some time. I felt that I could really make it my own, and I thought it would work well.
Same for you, Michaela. Is this something that, do you pick a poem that you think suits your performance abilities?
Yes, but no at the same time. See, as I chose my poems, I don't know, it's like I just knew, like, if the poem grabbed me. It was a long time, like, just picking through the whole list of poems, because there's, like, a whole list. So as I read through each one, it's like, it just, like, grabbed me. And as I read it, I'm like, I think I can do this, so.
Okay, well, we definitely want to hear a little bit, and we don't have to do that at this exact moment, but if you wouldn't mind just preparing for when I come back to you with some more questions that you might be willing for our listening audience to provide them with a little bit of your performance. That's something that we can do?
Yes, of course.
I would love it.
Awesome. Well, we would love that, too. Ginny Lee Morris is the Manager of Education and Outreach at Elements, and I'm curious about what you see as the benefit of having students participate in an event like this.
Yes. So Elements, we are really excited to be a part of Poetry Out Loud, and just embracing poetry in this way. It's poetry is something we offer at Elements, and so having the opportunity for the past 4 years to have students engage in Poetry Out Loud has been really exciting. Getting schools that we wouldn't normally interact with to participate in this program, because it draws a lot of different schools that aren't normally on our radar. So it's been really nice to have those schools participate and come to our center and just experience having this competition there. The students kind of build camaraderie amongst themselves when we have our student workshop and at the competition ultimately. So it's been really nice to build those relationships with the teachers. A lot of the schools that we have currently have been doing it for a couple years, so they're really familiar and comfortable with the program, and then we get new schools as well, so that's exciting as well.
I understand that you're a poet.
Yes.
And so you write poetry as well.
Yes.
And so how do you teach your abilities to the kids that might participate in the program at Elements?
That's a good question. I really just encourage them to lean into, you know, their own emotions and their own story. I think that's the most powerful part about poetry, and just connecting, you know, what is personal to them about their story that they want to share. And so with Poetry Out Loud, it's kind of a similar thing. You know, when we have our workshop, just really trying to, you know, dig into, like, what is the emotion of this piece that you see, and how can you bring that out when you perform it?
Elements has a lot of different arts that people can be exposed to, right?
Yes.
What is it about poetry, do you think? Is there any challenge in getting people interested in it, or are you even surprised by how interested young people might be once they're exposed to it?
Well, as a hip-hop youth center, the spoken word is a huge part of, you know, one of the elements of hip hop. So a lot of times generally people think of more the spoken word as far as like rapping. But we really try to embrace spoken word and poetry as well in that. And so I think that a lot of times the slam aspect is a lot more drawing sometimes. But really, I think participating in this competition allows a more broad perspective of what poetry can look like and engaging students in that way to see poetry as, you know, something that you can still dive into and experience, you know, past work as well as also having opportunities to create their own work. So we just, you know, any opportunity to, you know, build that love of poetry, we're excited about.
And Jordan Knepper, the executive director of the Piqua Arts Council, how are students in your neck of the woods here in Ohio prepared for these types of competitions?
Well, this year was a really interesting year for us because it was our first year being involved. Previously, there had been a different host, and the Ohio Arts Council came to us and asked us to take over for our region. So I put a lot of effort into getting new schools involved and getting new people involved, and it really paid off. We had a great regional competition, and we're really proud to have Zuri represent our region.
Yes.
Oh, shucks.
Charming as well. And so, Michaela and Zuri, you all did well in the regional competitions then, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're the regional champions?
Yes.
And so you'll actually be going up against each other at the statewide competition, is that right?
Yes.
So we do wish you both the best of luck and look forward to finding out what happens there. And we'll let our listeners know on our website at WVXU.org. As you start to prepare for a little performance for us here on the radio, I do want to emphasize that we're interested in hearing the older ones, just for copyright purposes. We need to stay in the public domain so that we don't have any poets coming after us for legal purposes. So go ahead and take a moment with that. I want to turn it back over to Chiquita Mullins-Lee, the statewide coordinator for Poetry Out Loud here in Ohio. Chiquita, you've heard a lot of different perspectives here from young people and some of the coordinators and coaches here. What do you think that kids like Michaela and Zuri take away when they are older and reflect on this type of experience that they had as teenagers?
Yes, oh, so much. They take away so much. One of the statements that Dana Joya made, he was the director of the National Endowment for the Arts when we started Poetry Out Loud. And one of the statements he would always say is that when you memorize a poem, it's like making a friend for life. So I think that at this point in their lives, they will have a certain relationship with that poem, and they might find that, you know, it brings out certain emotions for them. But then after a few years, in 10, 15, 20 years, they'll go back and look at that poem and find a completely different sort of interpretation for it. I think as they grow, their interpretation of the poem also grows. So it changes over the years, which I think is a wonderful thing about any relationship that continues to develop and grow. And we love to see that. We love for students to come back and talk about how Poetry Out Loud has changed them and how they have changed in their relationship with their poems. So it's a great program, and not just with the poems, but also with each other. Students have a chance to develop relationships with each other. They support each other, even though it's a competition. They're not really competitive. They like to cheer each other on. Some of them make lifelong friends. So in making sort of memories with poetry, but also memories with each other. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for all of them.
And what does the student who takes first place at this statewide competition walk away with?
That student walks away with $200, cash prize of $200. And they also win an all-expenses paid trip to Washington, D.C. with a chaperone to compete on the national level.
Okay, and then at the national level, what's at stake?
Well, now that's when the stakes get higher. Just like you say that poetry is still lucrative in America. So the National Poetry Out Loud champion actually wins a $20,000 cash prize. Now, that's changed over the years because 15 years ago it was a $20,000 scholarship. But I think one of the things that happened is that because this program attracts students who are from grade 9 to grade 12, through grade 12, not all of them are going directly to college, so it makes sense for them to have a $20,000 cash prize that they can actually take advantage of now. And I'd also like to add that the very first Poetry Out Loud national champion was from Ohio. He was the Ohio's Poetry Out Loud state champion, Jackson Hilly, who did go on to win a $20,000 scholarship at the time. But now we're looking at actually cash money for those who win the contest.
Wow. So we've got a very cool opportunity for the two students who are sitting here in our studio. So let's hear what they've got. Michaela, we'll start with you. And if you wouldn't mind, and don't worry about standing up and doing the whole thing, but we'd love to hear the poem. Tell us the poem and why you chose it, and then please dive right in.
Okay, so I chose London by William Blake. My teacher, Mr. Cerrone, and I, so it was kind of hard because we wanted, my two other poems were kind of similar. We wanted to like drift away from that. So we chose this poem for a few reasons. I wanted to choose a poem that had a lot of like a rhyming scheme to it, but like not too much. We also wanted, one of my poems is like kind of short, so I wanted to kind of get like a longer poem. And William Blake is also one of his favorite poets, so that was a reason.
Okay, well, let's hear.
All right. I wandered through each chartered street near where the chartered Thames does flow. In every mark of face I meet, mark of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down the palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlots curse, blast the newborn infant's tear, and blights with plagues the marriage hearse.
All right. That was Michaela Hendricks Pitt. She's a senior at Mount Notre Dame. And we also have with us Zuri Pope, a junior at Piqua High School, who won his region and will be representing that region at state. Zuri, tell us about the poem you chose, why you chose it, and then let's hear a little bit.
Well, I chose Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. I consider it one of the most beautiful poems ever written, truly. I've always been interested in the idea of decay and how no matter how important you are or how powerful or wealthy you may be, you will one day be dust and your legacy gone. Cheery stuff, I know. And I really like the idea of conveying that sort of hopelessness, that kind of nihilistic cry. Yeah.
Well, please proceed at your leisure.
Okay. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that it's sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them, and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Well, that was Zuri Pope, a junior at Piqua High School. I think both of these regions will be well represented at the state competition. Alyssa Hansen is one of the judges who has participated in this competition before. And we asked you a little bit earlier about what you're looking for, but maybe after being familiar with these two, you can tell us why they're champions of their regions.
They both definitely displayed elegance in the way that they conveyed these words. Very convincing, despite the antiquated sort of scenery in the first poem, London. It's going to be some class talent there, so definitely excited for you both.
And let me ask Jamie Lee Morris, the Manager of Education and Outreach at Elements. Now that you're past the regions, and I guess I'm talking to you a little bit like a head coach here, you know, how are you preparing your student for the statewide competition?
Yeah, just really trying to, I think I talked to her briefly after our regionals, telling her, like, even, you know, the subtle things that you can do makes a big difference, because when you get to state, it's like everyone is so good. Everyone is so good. It's so challenging. And so I wonder how the judges determine, you know, who the winner is. So just really focusing on the tiny things you can do, the hand movements very sparingly, and just, you know, like someone was saying, the breath, and just the very, very subtle things that you can do to, like, make the poem stand out and bring it to life.
And Jordan Knepper, the executive director of the Piqua Arts Council, Zuri will be representing your region. How are you all preparing?
When I first met Zuri was at the student workshop, and we talked a lot about the symphony of the poem. So I really wanted him to think about the characteristics of music and how those play into that recitation. We talked about the tempo and not being just one tempo through the whole thing, but making sure that you change that up and you speed things up and slow things down so that it conveys a different energy in each different piece of that. And when to pause and how long to hold those pause to make people wait with anticipation for that next word, that next saying. And so we talked about dynamics and how to increase the volume and make it more impactful. But then also, especially Ozymandias at the end, far away is just a great spot for him to just let it trail off. And so we really talked a lot about the symphony of the poetry and how to approach it that way and think about it, because I'm not a poet like our other regional coordinators. So I had to tie it into something I knew a little bit more about.
Very interesting. And Chiquita Mullins-Lee, who is a statewide coordinator for Poetry Out Loud, is on the phone with us. Chiquita, I think we're sending a couple of very talented students from Southwest Ohio to the state competition.
I absolutely agree. And we do have the competition. I've been able to go to all of the regional semifinals. So I've been to, in addition to Cincinnati and Piqua, I've been to Nelsonville. We just had the semifinals in Cleveland, of course, Columbus and Finley. We have 9 finalists altogether this year. And we have 9 very talented students. So we do have a competition. And I'd love to be able to call it, but I cannot. So I don't envy the judges either. But I think it's going to be a really great competition this year. I'm looking forward to hearing all the students. And I also want to add that our MC for the state finals will be former Senator Eric Kearney from there in Cincinnati.
Yes,
he'll be there. Yes, he's going to be there. He's been our MC for the last 4 or 5 years, so we look forward to working with him. So Cincinnati will be very well represented. And he was also responsible for Ohio having a poet laureate. So he's a poetry supporter in many ways. So Cincinnati will be well represented. Ohio will be well represented. And we're going to send a great person to the national finals, whichever the 9 win. It's going to be a wonderful representation. And it always has been. Ohio has always done very well with Poetry Out Loud. And 2020 will not be any different.
Michaela, are you nervous?
Yes.
What about you, Zuri?
Absolutely.
Well, you're both very, very talented, and so glad that you could both come in and share a little bit of your work with us. And we will look forward. The finals are March 6th. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, we will be rooting for you. Michaela Hendricks-Pitts is a senior at Mount Notre Dame, and Zuri Pope is a junior at Piqua High School. We've been joined by them and also today by Chiquita Mullins-Lee on the phone. She's a statewide coordinator for Poetry Out Loud. Also in the studio with us have been Jamie Lee Morris, the manager of education and outreach at Elements. We have with us Jordan Knepper, the executive director of the Piqua Arts Council, and Alyssa Hansen, a judge in the Poetry Out Loud regional competitions. Thanks to all of you for being here with us. Good luck on March the 6th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.